This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Malab Keen, everyone. This is Deese, the host of The Social Hour, inviting you to come join me every Sunday at the Riddler Piano Bar for the Social Hour Comedy Showcase. We bring comics from all over America to entertain you every single Sunday in the heart of downtown Spokane. You can find the show at 718 West Riverside Avenue every single Sunday at 8 p.m. So after you praise the Lord like I do all Sunday, didn't get struck by lightning? Great. Come on down and join us every single Sunday, guys. And for more information, go to socialhourpod.com and check out The Social Hour every single Wednesday from Pants Pending Studios.
Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Pants Pending Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of Never-Ending Random Discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The Never-Ending Random Discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes are so piercing.
It's...
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh, dear God.
Why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. Good. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts.
It's your favorite flavor.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women. I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women. That's Andrew Reisenhuber 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm. Get ready for The Social Hour.
Live from the Spokane Comedy Club, it's The Social Hour After Dark with Deese Casillas. Tonight, comedian and star of NBC's Better Late Than Never, Jeff Dye. The internet celebrity you know as Selfie Dad, Burr Martin. And music from Andy Rumsey. And now, a man who knew he was an alcoholic all the way back in fifth grade, Deese Casillas.
Still dark in here, guys. Woo! There it is. Spokane. How you guys doing tonight? Yes. Thank you very much for coming out to Social Hour After Dark, hanging out, getting drunk with me on a Saturday night. Thank you for coming out, guys. Feeling all right? Yeah. Thank you, guys. We're gonna get right into it this evening. News. News in France. Out of France, a man was recently found with over 400 creatures living with him in his apartment. There were alligators, lizards, tarantulas, snakes, and more. But I don't think that's that impressive. Here in America, we've had something like that where over 400 creatures were living in it for hundreds of years. We call it Congress. So, yeah. There was a fish market in Kuwait that was found putting googly eyes
on their fish. Did you hear about this? Putting googly eyes on their fish to try to help make them seem more fresh. Yeah, they got caught, though. They got caught. The U.S. government did try to adopt this policy, but no matter how hard they tried, they couldn't make people believe that Sarah Huckabee Sanders wasn't dead inside. So, there's a parish in upstate New York who recently brought some what they're calling lambscapers to the parish. It's just some sheep that roam around the area, and they graze on the grass and keep it short. Yeah. There was some controversy surrounding them, though, when it was revealed that they were only moved there from their previous church because they're caught eating all the young grass there. So, a couple Catholics in the crowd. Got it. Scientists have recently, they've been working, giving octopus ecstasy, right? Yeah, doing the Lord's work there. they've been giving ecstasy to octopus, and what they're doing is they're finding out is giving really weird effects on octopuses. Octopus who are not normally very social have been hugging each other. They've been showing each other parts of their body they don't normally do, and then the octopus just left to follow a Grateful Dead cover band on tour. So, I don't know what that was about. All right, guys, in Southern news, my favorite segment. They really like guns down there, I guess. In Southern news, in Florida, a pet kangaroo escaped, and they sent out some drones to try to help find the kangaroo because, you know, Florida. Local authorities are working with state wildlife officials and state troopers to try and find the animal that's named Storm. The owner described the animal as about 4 feet tall, 45 pounds, thick brown fur, black paws, and a long, strong tail. You know, like a kangaroo. Someone's like, is that a kangaroo? No, that's just Rick. Yeah, we know what kangaroos are, guys. In local news, in Spokane news, a Spokane school board recently passed a bond to help with Spanish immersion in the area, which is pretty good, right? Yeah, the first order of business is to implement a Taco Tuesday and teach the local kids to stop referring to Puerto Rico as the Mexico that got hurricaned. Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence was recently here. He was here a couple days ago, some controversy around that too. Mike Pence was here. That's not Mike Pence anymore. That's Mike Pence. There you go. She was helping Kathy McMorris Rogers' campaign. It looks like she stole Trump's hair in that picture. He was here to help Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers' campaign because we all know if one voice needs one demographic needs their voice represented in Spokane more than anyone, it's upper middle class white people. So, yeah. This guy's like, yeah. This. It's like it turned into a town hall meeting all of a sudden. That's right! White people! You got a border on how excited you can get when you start screaming white people. In entertainment news, comedian Joel McHale, his recent Netflix show, The Joel McHale Show, was canceled. Sad. It was a revival of his E! Hollywood, or his E! Network show, The Soup. But officials at Netflix said that the days of a hacky comedian standing in front of a green screen making quips about pop culture are long dead. So, yeah. Okay, guys, thank you for coming out to the Spokane Comedy Club. We got a great show for you. We got comedian Jeff Dye in the house. Give it up for him. Got selfie dad Burr Martin and his daughter Cassie Martin in the house. Give it up for them. And then Andy Rumsey and Philip Brandon going to do some music for you. Before we get to that, though, guys, we have a sponsor of the show, a new sponsor we picked up this last month. So why don't you check that out, guys?
Today's presentation of Mo Betta Products is brought to you by Lead Paint. Your grandpa turned out just fine. Don't be such a pussy. Lead Paint. And Crystal Clear Pepsi. We're not a thing anymore.
Oh, hey guys. How's it going today? I'm Dees Casillas. You may remember me from such products as...
Vika Donuts!
The only donuts with Vicodin sprinkles. Eat your feelings and your pain away.
Tastes like repressed memories.
Are you tired of all those old subscription boxes? Just too expensive and giving you too much of something you don't really need.
What am I gonna do with all these cleavers?
Well, not anymore. I'm here to introduce you to a whole new subscription box. This ever happened to you?
Hey, man. Hey. Oh, Saved by the Bell's on. Remember Tiffany Amber Thiessen? She was hot.
Yeah, I forgot about her. Yeah, me too.
Now you'll never forget again with our patented subscription service. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, then we send your results to our team of scientists who've worked tirelessly to create a unique algorithm to get you your results catered to your specific needs. And now you'll never forget about those people you used to think about when you needed some special me time with your very own personalized beatbox.
Carmen Electra! Still gay.
And with Beatbox's patented technology, remember, you're always guaranteed to get what's exactly right just for you. Mario Lopez, what the f***?
Beatbox!
All right, guys, this new sponsor, make sure you pick up the Beatbox app. We've got them for sale afterwards if you want to subscribe. All right, our first guest coming to the stage, guys. You can find him here tomorrow night performing if you want to get tickets to the show before you leave. He's been on Last Comic Standing. He's star of the NBC sitcom Better Late Than Never. Please give it up for the very funny Jeff Dye, everyone.
We all make mistakes. I'm trying to catch a
I don't usually like Republican comedians, but he was great. How are you guys? You guys good? You guys were at the first show. This seems like a lot of pressure on me. You're going to hear the same shit. I am happy to be here. I'm happy to be everywhere, to be honest. I'm a very happy guy. I smile a lot. I'm very happy. I don't recommend it. No one likes it. No one likes being around it. Sometimes people just see me come and they're like, nope, kill that guy. We don't. People, they don't. People don't want you to be happy. I hope you know that. They like you when you're grumpy. That's what people bond on. They want people to be like, you believe this traffic? You're like, I know, right, let's get a bagel. That's what people like. I'm the guy that turns up like, what a beautiful morning. They're like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, all right, no problem. You're like, how's it going? Like, do I know you? You're like, nope, just lonely. I'm sorry. Just happy and alone over here. I don't know why. I think there's lots of stuff to be happy about. I don't know why people are grumpy. I think it's the internet. I think they just read shit and they're like, "Dad, yeah, I am suppressed, and it's you fucking white guys. You're doing it to us." I don't know. The big complaint is about straight white guys. It's fucking great. I'm very happy, you know. It's been a home run for me. No. But seriously, I think that all your problems that you think you're arguing about with 20-year-olds on Facebook, they're not real. Just delete Facebook. You can argue about it. That kid is a dumb, stupid idiot. You're not going to convince him. My grandpa's like that. He's like, well, one idiot shoots up a school, and now they're trying to take away my guns. No one's coming for your guns. It's never going to happen. They'll never take your guns. And if they do, don't worry about it. You got guns. It's fine. They're not real problems. You just think they're problems. You know? Like freaking the same people in the South that are worried about their guns getting taken away are pissed off about gay people. Gay rights aren't going anywhere. You don't have to feel threatened. My grandpa's like that. He's like, these gay people, it ain't right. I was like, why do you care? If two dudes want a butt fuck in their apartment in New York, let them do it. It's like, why do you care, Grandpa? You don't even know any gay people. He's like, well, all day in my brain, I picture two men having sex with each other. It's like, what are you doing that for? That's what you're upset about, you old perv. Stop picturing that, you creep. Just relax. Everyone just needs to pump the brakes with their bitching and moaning. It's a lot of complaining over nothing. The world's beautiful. It is. It's a very good place. It's okay to be optimistic about it. And I'm not saying the world is perfect. I'm not saying we're there yet. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be some things that need changing. But you've got to admit it's better than it's ever been, right? We're being naive to the progress that we've made. We've made great progress. We should be celebrating, right? If I want to be a woman tomorrow, I can. Like, that is progress. That's amazing. What a beautiful fucking thing. My dad couldn't have done that. My dad couldn't have just worn a dress to the factory. They would have murdered him. They would have murdered him. They'd have all been arrested. They'd have been brought to some old white bigot judge who'd be like, well, they had to kill him. He's wearing a dress. Not guilty. Out of my courtroom. It would never. But nowadays, if I wear a dress to work and you don't call me Christine, you're fired. How great is that? It's the best time to be alive. I saw a girl the other day with green hair and no one thought she was a witch. They were just like, yeah, that's the appropriate hair color for a Chipotle employee. You get the job. This is amazing. Best times. We have dogs in restaurants now. How cool is that? You'll just be like, why is a dog here? And they're like, oh, I can't be sad for even 2 minutes. And so now it's everyone's problem. You're like, all right, well, your service dog is humping someone at table 12 if you can take care of that. It's the best times. Every girl I've dated for the last, like, 20 years, that's their whole shtick is, like, indifference. Like, that's their personality. Like, I don't know, it's like, oh, my God, like, meh. It's like, well, I don't give a shit. I like pizza more than I like people. Wow. Wonder why you're lonely. That's strange. With that attitude towards life, no one scooped you up yet? That's crazy. I don't know. I just feel like I don't know what's going to make people happy. If you're not happy in 2018, like Jesus could come back and everybody be like, ugh, God's son is so preachy. Weird times. I know you're not supposed to talk about Jesus anymore. You're not. It's too, people are too hip now to hear about Jesus. They're like, well, God, you believe that shit. They're like, what do you believe in? Like, nothing. Cool. Liking Jesus where I'm from is like being a pro wrestling fan, you know? Like, you love it, but you don't tell anyone about it. And everyone's like, you know it's fake, right? And you're like, not to me. All right, not in here. Not in here. And I'll be honest, I don't even go to church. I don't give a shit. I'm not a Christian by any means, but I'm from Seattle. I saw Jesus had a beard and long hair, and I was like, respect, man. That's one of my dudes, you know? Sandals are fucking killer, dude. What I like about Jesus was he was nice. And that's the only thing I care about any people is if they're nice. That's why I think I would have liked Jesus, because he was such a cool dude. He would talk to all the people. He'd be like, love everyone. And then the people, they're stupid because it's the old days. Yeah. He'd be like, love everyone. And then they'd be like, but what if they look different than us? He's like, yeah. Yeah, love everyone. I'm like, but what if they're from a different area? He's like, yeah, guys, love everyone. And they're like, but what if they look different and they did something bad to us? He's like, fuck's sake. Yeah, even your enemies, love everyone. And they're like, but what if? And he's like, screw it, just kill me. I can't. This shit's not working out. It's a pretty simple message. I don't know how you're muddying this up. Are you coming back? No chance. I'm going to hang out with some aliens. Humans are retarded. I'm not doing this. And I know you're not supposed to say retarded like that anymore, but this was like a long time ago. It's not now, in the good times. I would never say it in the good times. This was Nazareth. It's the year 30. That's how they spoke back then. And I was like, retard this, faggot that. You know, it was like Boston. It was... I don't know how long I'm supposed to do. Is that, I don't know, is that good? Deese, give Deese another round of applause. Thank you, Deese. What do I do now? Just have a seat? All right, do I bring the microphone? No, yes. All right, good. I'm new at this.
Should I sit by you?
Yeah, you sit here.
Okay, thank you.
Squeeze in there. It's tight, you're tall. You're a big guy.
I feel like Stephen Hawking.
Is that a smart joke or is that a...
I would have done that joke if he was alive too. I'm not a fucking afraid of him.
Wait, is he dead?
He's dead. Yeah, oh, he passed shit. Away. He's gone, man.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for coming to the show. Appreciate it.
John, should I give you a minute?
Yeah. What's that? Yeah.
You were like, oh, is he gone?
Oh. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's probably the biggest talk show you've ever been on, I assume.
This is the biggest talk show,
or the smallest
yeah.
chair, biggest talk show.
Yes. I do the Tonight Show every 6 months, but it's all horse shit.
I've never heard of it. Is that still going on?
You can't say shit on the Tonight Show.
I thought they left that with Johnny.
And yeah, I definitely wouldn't have got away with that little Stephen Hawking crack either.
They didn't cancel
so
that.
So I think this is better.
This is better. Yeah, we think this is better, too.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you just hanging out.
Yeah.
Again, you can see Jeff Dido. If you didn't see him this weekend yet, you can see him tomorrow night. He's doing two shows this evening or tomorrow night here at the Comedy Club. So come check it out, guys. So I was told today that you were actually born in Spokane. Is that true?
I was. I was born in Spokane, Washington. And people are like, what hospital? I'm like, I don't remember because I was too young. I was new to the world.
And then when did you move to... You moved to Seattle, right, Kent?
Yeah, I had a... I always thought I would die very young, so I kind of had like a midlife crisis
when I was five. How old are you now?
What's that?
How old are you now?
I'm 35.
You're 35, so you gotta be dead by 10?
Yeah, I thought I'd be dead by 10.
Well, you should
so
be,
I got,
you're
like
living
a,
on borrowed time,
I got a
man.
Chick, you're like a Corvette.
Bungee jumping every day? Yeah.
I do like Spokane, though.
It's not bad.
It's not, I mean...
It's not great, but it's
no,
not.
I like it. It's a tough city to profile.
Okay. If you were to profile,
it's very strange. Because, like, when I go to Texas, I do all these, like, Texas jokes. I'm like, you guys are all stupid, and you wear big hats, and you believe in this.
Goes over well, you know.
They love it. They're like, we are like that. Or you'll go to Boston, and you'll be like, you fighty morons with your stupid red faces.
Weird
and
racism,
fucking,
you know.
Yeah, racism. And they love it. They're like, we are like that. We have a sense of humor. But, like, Spokane is, like, so tough. It's a whole weird city. It's great. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's just hard to profile or tease. You guys have, like, dudes who are, like gay guys, but they're still driving monster trucks and shit. You're like, what is this? What is this place I've stumbled upon?
Yeah.
I can't tell if it's, like, liberal or Republican. Like, it's very hard
to
put
in a box.
They're trying
to figure it out. Well, the young people are just trying to get the old people to die.
Yeah.
And then it'll be liberal.
They're like, I'm very liberal. So is this broad. You're like, that didn't seem very progressive.
So you are, speaking of older people, you're on a show called Better Late Than Never with William Shatner, Henry Winkler, right?
Henry Winkler, William Shatner.
What's it like working with...
There's no way to sit that doesn't look pretentious. If you cross your legs, this looks weird.
How do I sit? Indian style? You're too big for that.
How do I look likeable? Can I hide my privates behind this?
Yeah, do you want to sit behind... You want to trade?
No, it's all right. It's okay.
You can trade.
I'm insecure. I like when I stand and I get to do... I know how to do
that.
We
can sit in the audience. These cables are
very accommodating.
It's fine. Yeah.
Thank you, Deez. It's me, George Foreman, Henry Winkler, Henry Winkler, Terry Bradshaw, George Foreman, and William Shatner.
He's big enough to say it twice. He's worth it twice.
Big motherfucker.
How is William Shatner nuts?
Off the record, he's one of the worst humans I've ever known.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, everything's on his terms. So, like, if I say a joke, he'll be like, you're such an ugly American. Show some class. We're in China and you're making jokes like that. These people have invited us into their home. And I was like, it was a nice joke, and everyone laughed. But then he'll do like a stupid pun, and we're supposed to like fall all over ourselves. Like, Bill Shatner is so fun. But he's a kind of like a what's that word? Twat.
Yeah, okay, yeah, heard that. How about Henry Winkler?
The sweetest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a big juxtaposition between
them. I do like want to clarify that all these men are great men to me. I think that's an important thing to say. If you have, like, I'm sure all of us in our lives will have someone who's just the worst person ever, and then you don't want to talk shit because you're trying to be, like, diplomatic.
I still talk shit to my mom. It's okay.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. Is that people will always be like, well, he's never done anything bad to me. Well, that's like being, like, Hitler's wife and being like, well, I mean, he's nice to me. You're like, yeah, but we have eyes. We can see how people treat others. William Shatner is great to me, but he's a dick. That's what I meant.
All right, fair enough. You heard it here, folks. Yeah. You know, you get so many tweets now. Yeah.
Those aren't his tweets.
No, I mean, you're going to get busy. These people are going
to
be mad tweeting,
at me. No, I love him to death, but he is kind of a grumpy bro. He's like very bro. He's 87. He still says Oriental for Asian people. To give you some context.
Talking about George Takei.
You're like, Oriental is our things. Yeah. And Asians are people. And he's like, ah, shut up with your young millennial shit. I was like, I'm 35. I'm not a millennial.
So when did you start comedy?
I started comedy in 2005 in Seattle, Washington.
Where's the first place you did comedy over there?
Giggles Comedy Club.
Giggles, is that still around?
It's not.
I was going to say, thank God.
It was awful.
What? Now, that's a pretty quick trajectory from where you are now, too. 2005 to now. Yeah. I mean, you know, and when were you on Last Comic Standing?
2008. I was only doing comedy for 3 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty fast track. Give it up for that.
Thank you.
And, I mean, how quickly did your life change after doing Last Comic Standing? I mean, several shows on MTV. I mean, I think you did a show on Spike for a while, right?
Yeah.
Comic-Con show.
Yeah, I had a couple shows on Spike, which is now the Paramount Network, which is weird.
Yeah.
I did a show called Girl Code, Guy Code. I had a show called Money from Strangers. A bunch of stuff after Last Comic. But it did change my life. It's easy to talk trash about Last Comic Standing, but it changed my life. I was sleeping in the back seat of a Jetta. I would sleep with women just to crash in their house. Yeah.
Okay, was your Jetta. Okay.
My Jetta.
Was it just someone else's Jetta? Yeah. It has to be a Jetta. I'm very specific.
Which is funny because sometimes people are like,
in the back of.
Jeff, you used to be homeless, right? And I was like, well, sort of. Homeless guys don't have cars. I had a car for a home.
That's a real rich man, poor man thing is like having a lot of cars.
Yeah, it's white privilege. Like, you they can just be poor. Gave me the car.
yeah, white, you have a bunch of, or if you're rich, you have a bunch of cars. You're poor, you have a bunch. They just don't run.
Yeah. That's what it's like being a straight white guy, dude. People just give you stuff.
Oh, you're straight?
Yeah, just every morning.
I wouldn't have invited you on if I knew.
They'll give me suitcases full of money, and they're like, have a good day, white guy. I mean, it's super easy for us. I know. I've been reading how everyone thinks it is for us, and it's so easy.
You're talking about all white people.
Opportunities. There's this new thing in comedy where you just talk shit about white people, and it's fucking really hacky.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
Now, you did a show, like I said, on Spike called Comic Book Guy, right? Or no, Comic Book, it was a Comic-Con show.
Yeah, I host Comic-Con.
Yeah. How was that? Are you a comic book guy, actually?
Big time. Yeah, because I didn't learn to read until I was in my 20s, which is why I got into stand-up, because I had a lot of learning disabilities. And so when I was young, all the comics, you could look at the pictures. I knew what was happening.
I'm familiar with comics.
That's why I liked it, because I was a dumb kid, and I was like, the big green one crushes things.
That's accurate. He's good. He's like you.
And so I really
not that learning disabled.
I really enjoyed comics, and I was huge into pro wrestling.
Okay.
And I love like Halloween and horror film stuff. And even though I look like a white nationalist, they're like, he knows all the nerd things. And so they let me host it on Spike every year.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Of all time, it's kind of changed over the years. But when I was a kid, I liked Venom and Carnage. And just because they looked the coolest, the way they were drawn was very cool. But I also like Hulk because he's just big and strong. I like all the strong things.
Okay. Are you going to go see the Venom movie?
I will, yeah. And I know that
purists
are like, Sony's making it. And it's fine. I love anything with a jet ski on fire or like a monster.
Sure.
I love all that stuff.
So you're a big fan of Waterworld,
dude,
then?
Dude, I love Waterworld.
so many flaming jet skis in that movie.
Like, I don't like when people just like, they'll like be like, you actually liked the new Predator? It's like, what did you expect, a Coppola film?
Yeah.
Like, it's Predator. There's some corny shit in there, yeah, but it's still Predator.
Yeah.
He's a...
What was the... when you were doing Money from Strangers, I watched some clips of that the other day. What was the craziest thing that happened to someone on that show? Like, craziest thing they did for some money?
Okay. So, Money from Strangers was a show that we made a long time ago on MTV, and the premise was that we found a stranger off the street, a real stranger, not casted, and we put an earbud in their ear, and we told them what to say and do with a bunch of hidden cameras on them in a store. And it was me and two comedians in a van, and we would tell them what to say and do. If they did everything we told them to say and do, they'd win $1,000. But they couldn't get caught, they couldn't laugh, and they couldn't... Yeah, that's it. You
couldn't, like, tell them that
you
what
couldn't,
they're
like,
doing.
Ad-lib. Yeah, like, whoa, I'm doing a thing. Anyways, it got so popular that Ellen started doing it on her show with celebrities. Then the Impractical Jokers are like, we should do a group format of this where we do it to each other. And those got so popular that MTV is like, well, everyone's doing this now, and just canceled our show. And we're like, they're all millionaires. Like, right. What the fuck? Like, I'm in Spokane. Fine. So it was, but that show, one thing that was really cool about MTV, as much as I don't like that channel and don't like that network really, one thing I liked about them is they would go, do whatever the fuck you want, and then we'll edit out what we want to use. And so there wasn't like, we were never worried about like legalities.
Yeah.
So some of the stuff we did was horrific, like horrific. Because my boss was this guy named Rob Anderson. He created like Crank Anchors. He did The Man Show. And so if that gives you an idea of like where his maturity level / appropriateness lives, he would literally taunt, like, this sounds so bad. There was a lady in a drugstore. She was very clearly waiting for her, like, medication. She had, like, a bucket hat on, and you could tell she was bald underneath there.
Yeah.
Why would you even try to fuck with her, right?
Right.
Like, in your right mind, you go, leave her alone. She's sick. Like, my boss, like, one of the heads of the thing, he's like, go up to that lady and say, hey, you bald on there, cancer? It's like, that's not, one, not funny.
Yeah.
Two, it's, like, tasteless.
Yeah.
And then they... fucking stranger would. He was like, are you bald under there, you weird bald cancer lady? Like, it was the worst.
Oh, yeah.
It was horrific. So there was like stuff like that every day where we were cringing and going, I can't believe.
So who was making the calls and what you say? You guys, or was there's exact producers?
Yeah, it
also?
Was me. I was the face of the show, like the guy in the van, and then we'd have two comedians next to us that would be different each segment.
Sure.
But my boss, Rob, was also in their ears.
Yeah.
So he would have it, and then later on we could like cheat it so it looks like I made them say it.
Yeah,
like
in, yeah.
At the end, like an ADR, like voiceover. And so anyways, there was a lot of really bad stuff. There was fights every day. Because some people just don't want to be fucked with.
They would go to like, oh, sure.
They would go to like breakfast and we'd be like, ask this guy like, you know, some stupid, immature MTV thing. And then the guy would just turn around and be like, hey, man, you trying to get fucked up? And then we're safe in a van, like blocks away.
Hope it's worth the $50.
Yes, really? So we're like, ease up on the juice, bro. And then the guy would just punch him in the face. And we're like,
yeah.
It's like me and Hannibal Buress, like we just smoked weed and we think it's the funniest thing ever.
How what kind of waivers did people have to sign before they like got mic'd up and you sent them out? Was it just like, go, this is your sign
really
your life
simple.
Away?
There's yeah, nothing. But it was really simple.
Like you're this is all on you, buddy.
I found people won't do anything for money, but if you add that they might be on TV and you add that they might you know, like this might make them virally famous
right.
or whatever, they will do.
They'll do almost anything.
There's three women walking around Manhattan somewhere with my full name tattooed on their body, and we gave them like $20.
And they had to pay for the tattoo.
No, we paid for the tattoo. Oh, yeah, and we're like, okay, we'll give you $20. And they're like, is this going to be on MTV? Like, while they're signing it. It's like, oh my God, like you don't know me at all. Like, this is so stupid.
Now, you were also on a show, you were on Extreme Makeover also, right?
Right.
The Home Edition, though.
Extreme Makeover Home Edition, yeah. The story with that, I know it's, someday that will be a trivia question if I ever get very famous. They'll be like, did you know he was on Extreme Makeover Home Edition? It's a show where we give, like, people that are, what would you call them?
Already doing fine, probably.
No, they're
are
all
they,
like
destitute? It seems like.
No, they're usually really in a bad place.
Oh, are they? Okay, I've never seen, I'm a big fan. I've never seen the show.
Well, I don't know what to call them. Like, just people that have been through some shit. Like, some, like one lady, she was in a tornado in Oklahoma, and when she...
Like, she was in the house.
She was in the house.
Okay,
she
that means...
in the house, and she's clinching her babies.
Sure.
She woke up in a field, like, a mile from her house, and her babies weren't in her hands, and she lost her kids. And we're like, ha, 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 how about a mansion? Want a mansion? And we gave, like, so we would just, like, that was the show.
Yeah.
Some really heartbreaking stories, and then we build them a house to restart.
That sounds better than what I had in my head.
Yeah?
Yeah, that sounds a lot. Okay, yeah.
You made it sound like they were undeserving.
No,
Deese.
I feel like, no, it doesn't, it just, it was, I don't, they seem like they were like living in a nice neighborhood
no.
already. Like,
no, there were always people that needed it. Nicer. Which okay. is the scary part is that like sometimes they couldn't afford the house after we left.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, it's like, it's
we
like,
gave them like a mansion in Detroit and they're like, enjoy the yeah. taxes on this fucker.
It's like,
they're like, what? We didn't need this. We didn't need a movie theater.
Yeah. They've got like the home makeover ones with like the bums and stuff too. And then you're yeah. like, yeah, but you look nice. You're just homeless still now though.
Exactly. The only reason I was on this show is because they liked me from Last Comic Standing. And they're like, oh, the two types of people that don't watch this show is young people and black people, urban people. And so they brought me an exhibit from MTV.
Yeah.
An exhibit had a show called Pimp My Ride, and then I was a comedian, so they're like, this will be good. Like, he'll get, like, young people that want to laugh because there's not a lot of laughs on the show, and this guy hopefully will help bring, like, an urban audience to Extreme Makeover Home Edition, which is great because I'd sell out. I made, like, 100 grand an episode, so I'd be like, yeah, I'll do whatever you want me to do. He made way more than 100 grand an episode, but he would fight everything. They'd put these, like, silly hats on us with, like, propellers, and they'd be like, all right, for this segment, you guys are going to pretend that you're, like, in a little thing, and that'll be a lead-in to, like, this family is a teacher.
Yeah.
Dad's a teacher, whatever. And I would just hear Exhibit on the phone with, like, our EP. He'd be like, how the fuck am I supposed to look my friends in the fucking eyes wearing a propeller hat on TV, motherfucker? I'm from the ghetto, bitch! I can't be... And it was, like, hilarious. And we would just be crying, like laughing so hard because we're like, we don't care. We'll wear your stupid hat.
See, that's what next time the executive producer calls you, you'd be like, how the fuck am I supposed to look
no,
my friends in Kent, Washington?
My friends know I'm a sellout. I lived in a Jetta. They're like, get your money, Jeff. You all deserve right. it.
Well, you got your money. You're doing good.
Yes.
Where can people find you? Facebook, Twitter, anywhere?
Yeah, I'm on all the social medias just under my name, Jeff Dye.
Jeff Dye.
I hope you guys come to the show tomorrow. It's
yeah, guys, before you leave, you can get tickets for the shows. So I think there's two shows tomorrow night.
Please come. It's fun.
Yeah. Check it out. All right,
it's
guys.
Not political. It doesn't get weird. Some comics do that.
You know? I know.
They make people feel bad for having traditional values.
Are you a traditional values guy?
Not at all.
Oh, yeah, all right, see.
But I love those people as well. I'm a pussy, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm
I like all the people all the time.
I like all the people, too. I think Spokane just has a lot of upper-middle-class white people.
It is.
Well, you I like know, them all, and thank you for coming. But...
Spokane means children of the sun. Did you know that?
Is that like Spokane. Aztecs
Spokane
or something?
Means
I don't know what that is.
Children of the sun.
All right.
Or sun people. It's real. It's on Wikipedia. Look it up. It's an old native term. It means children of the sun. And then,
oh, that's what Spokane means.
It's what Spokane means.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not from here. I have no connection to this city.
Where are you from? Mexico?
Yes. Long Beach, California.
Okay.
Mexico. Yeah. Basically, yeah. Yeah.
I live in Los Angeles. I'm one of the only white guys.
Oh, I know. I am Mexican, actually. I grew up in Long Beach.
Dude. So. Like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. I was actually at a barbecue at Warren G's aunt's house with Warren G there one time.
You're kidding.
No.
Was he nice to you?
He was very nice to me. I actually ran into it at Ralph's, and he said where he was going. We were going to the same barbecue.
That's
and,
amazing.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, shut the fuck up. You're like, no, I was invited.
Yeah. We were going. A buddy of mine did hip-hop music, and I was going with him, and we
love
were going
to
barbecue. Yeah.
Well, you look like a white guy.
Yeah. You should see my driver's license from when I lived in California. I definitely look like a Mexican guy.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Shaved head, whole
oh,
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Different
thing. All right.
That's my favorite culture.
Shaved head people?
No, just Mexicans.
Okay. I'll say white people with shaved heads is a different thing, so that's probably good, yeah.
Fine with them, too.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay.
All right. The people.
You're close to North Idaho. There's plenty of those shaved white head people.
What do you mean by those people? Are you talking about white supremacists?
Yes.
They're a community. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
They're
just trying to kill my whole career.
Exclusive community.
Yeah, I
so,
don't know.
All right.
I hate them, I guess, is what I meant.
No, that's fine. You don't have to go that far. It's fine. All right, guys.
Who's up next?
Burr Martin, Selfie Dad. You heard
selfie?
Of him? He's internet,
that's his name?
Internet
selfie
celebrity.
Dad?
He was Burr Martin. You'll see. He's a good guy.
Yeah, but he's doing stand-up.
No.
He's
no,
just
that
a guest.
Was just,
why did
just
I have
guest.
To tell jokes?
Because you're funny.
Oh, my God.
He's funny,
God.
Too. He's done some stand-up.
But Selfie Dad should have to do 7 minutes of stand-up.
Let's make him do it. See what he can do.
I love that.
No, we probably won't.
Okay, never mind.
All right.
Where is Selfie Dad?
He's going to be up in just a second.
Do you want to do stand-up? Look at that. See?
Oh, sure.
What a guy. See, that's a guy that says...
All right, guys.
That's a guy that says yes and.
Give it up for Jeff Dye, everyone.
Thank you very much. I love you guys.
Thank you.
We'll fix that in post. It's fine. All right, guys, our next guest is a local celebrity. You've seen him all over the internet making fun of his daughter's Instagram pictures. Mr. Selfie Dad himself. Give it up for Burr and Cassie Martin, everyone.
My 15 minutes of fame, I want it. My 15 minutes of fame, I want it. My 15 minutes of fame, I want it.
Cassie, that means you have to do 7 minutes of stand-up, too.
I heard that chair is weird, so I'm going to have you sit on it. Let's keep this straight white male train going.
Woo! Yeah. Woo! Cassie, like, you can identify as whatever
like
you want.
I feel like we're getting profiled. I feel like the Mexican guy is slowly bringing up every white male. And
I'm just going to have all my cousins move up here. I've got over 100 of them. So
in the car now?
Yeah, literally. In the car. So, how are you guys doing tonight? Thank you for coming.
Yay, thank you.
Cassie's in shock over here.
It's really bright. I didn't think it was going to be this bright.
It is bright and warm up here. So just look out there. There's nobody out there. Don't worry. I have one question I need to ask first to Burr. And I've known Burr for quite a while. He's a friend of mine. He has a podcast, The Burr Martin Experience, which you can find new episodes every week on pantspending.com. Check that out. Burr, I just need to have one pressing question that everyone wants to know.
A box of briefs.
When is your 15 minutes of fame going to be up? Because Jesus Christ, you have been milking this thing for a while.
It died, and then I strangled it, and then I just brought it back to life a couple more times. And I have no idea. It's like 22 minutes of fame and counting.
It's coming. Yeah, it's got to be coming to an end, right?
It's been nice. I can't complain. Nice. Wish it paid more.
How are you guys familiar with Burr?
I'm in Spokane.
And what he's done? Selfie Dad? Some of you? We're going to show some pictures in a second here, but tell us how this started, the whole thing started. Why don't you, Folger, why don't you give us one of the first pictures?
Yeah, why don't I say it and you mouth the words, because we've said it so many times.
So for those
that don't know, everybody's got a Facebook page. So when you're looking through Facebook and you see like a picture, underneath it is usually a couple of comments, blah, blah, blah. Well, a couple years ago. I hate saying that far away. She posted a selfie, and there was a couple of guys just being kind of gross and crude. And I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm barely that. So I'm not going to argue with anybody on the internet. So I posed exactly like her, not this one, but I posed exactly like her, and then I just put it in the comments. And hey, guys, what about me? And so a couple of those guys either left or people laughed. It kind of lightened the mood up, and it got the crude comments away. And then a couple more times, I would just put one out on her Facebook page like an Easter egg, waiting for her to find it, and then
immediately found it.
Yeah, and then her friends started hashtagging them, and then I went to work on Sunday, and I came back, and my wife's eyes are as big as eggs, and she's like, "You're not gonna believe what just happened!" And there's like 100, 200 websites listing us, and I'm getting calls from everywhere asking, you know, not to go to their show, but can you Skype us?
Right, that's
cheaper.
Yeah. We don't want to fly you here.
You know,
we don't
was
like you
on
that
the
much here.
Today Show, what, Steve Harvey, Inside Edition, all Skype.
Yeah, there's no direct flights to L.A. from Spokane. You know, connecting flights difficult. It's the whole thing.
Spokane's the only big city that needs two flights to get to it.
Yeah. Cassie, so how did you feel about this when this started happening? Did he tell you first or you just saw it?
Oh, no, he did not tell me first. No, the funny thing is a lot of people are like, oh, weren't you embarrassed like when you saw it? And I'm like, no, it's my dad. I expected him to do something like this. So they're like, weren't you irritated? Like, weren't you embarrassed for people to like see this and stuff? He's making fun of you. I'm like, he's just poking fun. Like, everyone just immediately thought that I was going to get upset. I'm like, no. I assumed he was going to do this.
At some point, you knew it was something of this nature.
Yeah.
Folger, let's see a couple more of those pictures. What's the next one?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
About 90% of the internet were, hey, that was funny, but my demographic is not Teen Girl Magazine.
No.
I looked at the comments on there, and whoa, I was roasted.
You made the shirt really good, though. I lost my other one, so I'm going to grab yours.
Now, that one, I was just getting rid of some of the baby weight. So that one's not fair.
You wear it well, though, Burr.
It's here for Jabberjaw. Who's old enough
Pouty
to remember
face.
Jabberjaw?
Yeah. You got to get those eyebrows worked on,
though. Yeah, that's when you actually start doing the eyebrows.
Yeah, that's electrical tape. That was the most difficult. I was so upset that didn't get more hits because that was the most difficult because I had to dress like that because I didn't know where a restroom was. So I knew no one would be at my work on a Saturday morning. So I quickly drove to my work and let myself in and posed in the bathroom, hoping that the janitor wouldn't come in.
Boss comes in like, Burr, is there something you need to tell us? Is there?
I wasn't gonna, but then she lives in Cheney now and left half of her crap at home, so okay. That's what happens.
Is there any more? Is there one more?
Fun fact, I have 6 toes in this picture. Yeah. I don't know how or why, but I have 6 toes.
Oh, there's something. There's something we forgot to tell you.
I don't know why.
You're adopted. I didn't tell you that.
You could have made that money and put another plastic toe on it.
The worst part was that was like the one of the most requested and less hits, and it was a production. It took us all day.
It's a foot fetish. People have a foot fetish.
But just maybe that's it. yeah, I don't have a hobby.
So what was the most interesting thing people like that happened after you guys got famous? You said Steve Harvey. I mean, Today Show. I mean, these people just start calling. One day you're just... regular life, and next day, Today Show, the producers are calling you?
It was mostly just a lot of emails from people from different countries. Yeah. Like Tokyo, Australia, they instantly messaged us.
I think the funnest and one of the weirdest was we got asked to do like a little video on Skype. Oh, a Japanese television crew came to our house and interviewed us and then did a documentary for a game show. And you have to understand Japanese, but they sent me a link that I didn't download.
You're
going to
be
illegally.
On like the Wipeout.
Yeah,
you're going to be on Wipeout.
And they're talking of it's a game show, and they show everything that she's doing, and then they ask their guests, "Well, so how did he fix it?" And then they have these horrible recreations of a girl who roughly looks like her, but my dude came right out of a 70s porn. Is thick mustache. Like, this guy was on a registry somewhere, I'm sure. I don't know. But he got a call, and he's like, I got to be who now? And they paid him to be me, which was really bizarre to think about.
It was like, bizarre world, looking into a mirror, right? You're like, oh, that's the Japanese sex offender of me.
I want to find him and just go, dead.
So what was the best show to be on? Out of all the shows you guys were on, you got to be on. What did you enjoy the most?
Probably the TD Jake show.
The Teen Jake show?
The TD Jake show.
TD Jake.
That we were never on. Flew us down there twice. They flew us down in the first time.
And I hate flying, too. And it's 2 connecting flights
it.
Also.
Yeah. So they fly us down there. And the night before, they set us up the night before Trump got elected. And so there were a few problems. And so they said, we're going to change the show to how people feel about this. So would you like to come and sit in the audience and participate? I'm like, no, that's not our demographic. So they're like, okay, well, thanks for coming. Fly us back.
Who is TD Jake?
He's a pastor, right?
Yeah, he's like a black preacher, kind of bald.
That sounds really... that's a whole new wrinkle.
His face
in
is kind of face-shaped. So... The next week, they call us up. They're like, okay, we're going to do a thing now. And so we're going to fly you back down. So they fly us down, and we did the show. And then he's looking at me, and he wants it to be a Springer moment. So how did you feel about, you know?
He was super surprised when I wasn't.
And I was like, I didn't care. That was funny. Really, I didn't have anything to do that day, so I posed like my daughter. And yeah, that did not air.
As soon as he asked me, like, did you learn your lesson? Like, trying to...
Right, find, like, a gotcha moment.
Yeah, interrogate it. I was like, well, I mean, I guess. Like, it was just a kind of a funny thing. He was like, oh, this is not how I expected this to go. I thought we were going to, like, you know, parent you. And then they just never aired it. He was like, oh, okay. Well, anyways, thanks for coming. And then just let us go. And
that's
like,
it.
Okay.
You could see in his eyes, this was not a Cash Me Outside girl situation.
Right, not that. Not
that was done.
So no rap career for you, Cass. You're not going to...
I just want her career to die so bad.
So how, when your dad gets to be in an old folks home, what are you going to do to him so he can, to get back at him?
You can just wear diapers and sit in a hospital bed.
I know, I was just picturing me in like a wheelchair.
You could do a bunch of pictures of, you know, pulling the plug. That would be a good one.
Go. Bird, let us know where, tell people where they can find you also. You got a podcast, Facebook, Instagram, all that cast,
yeah,
YouTube.
Yeah, everybody's like, well, did you just do this to be famous? No, I've been trying to do stupid things for a long time. Just type in Burr Martin Experience. I got a podcast. I've been host of the Lilac City Comic Con Costume Contest, Lake City Costume Contest in Coeur d'Alene's coming up October 20th. I host charity auctions and Boy Scout stuff, and anytime I can just look the fool.
You
can
talk to Jeff about comic book stuff after the show.
Absolutely.
Look at that. You guys have something in common.
You didn't ask me my favorite hero.
Who's your favorite hero?
Used to be Spider-Man.
Oh, so you guys have opposing views. Spider-Man, Venom, that's going to fight
well,
now.
But now it's, you know what? And Venom wasn't half bad. So go see it. It wasn't half
the
bad.
The movie?
Yeah.
Nah,
I'm not going to say
it.
That I saw
They've
it.
Got my $15, no matter what.
I didn't see it because I wasn't in a fight with my wife, and so I needed some me time. So,
a grown adult getting in a fight with his wife needs me time by going to see Venom.
That's right. That's me and the other five dudes sitting in the theater.
I hope
you're in a fight with your wife too. Yeah.
I hope we never have to build a bridge again in this country because the men in this country are no longer able to do things like that. I wouldn't know where to start either. I have no idea. I look at I'm still confused by cameras. I'm like, I don't know how that works. I mean, I get the idea, but I don't know how it happens. It's just magic.
They steal your soul.
Yeah, that's what I find. So, all right, guys. Did you throw out your plugs? What do you got? Well, you got an Instagram page.
Tell them
people
where you
follow
work
you
so they can get their hair done.
I work at Dr. Locke's, the hair extension place. You can also find me on Instagram, Cassie the Gypsy, or Snapchat, Cash Cass.
Oh, you work for Melinda?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I know Melinda.
Yeah, she told me a story.
Everyone's got a story about me in this town.
She told me a story about someone who works there. And your name was mentioned.
Oh, now I'm really concerned. Okay, let's talk about it later.
All right, guys.
What's that?
Deez gets around.
Oh, geez. Never mind. Let's talk about it later. Give it up for Burr and Cassie Martin, everyone. Thanks. Thank you, guys. Yeah, you can leave it. Just so I don't fall. Thank you, guys. All right, guys. Our next... And last guest, we got some great musical guests for you. We've got a little music video we're going to play for. And Folger, why don't we cue that up?
Got a little money, so I'm giving it all away. What good is honey, your sweetness leads to decay. What was satisfactory was puppet to be more replete.
Guys, give it up for Andy Rumsey and Philip Brandon, everyone. Come to the stage.
Lights, that's the stamina, action. I'm a rock star, check the crowd reaction. I'm like, lights, that's the stamina,
go for that.
Action.
Go for
it. I'm a
live.
Rock star, check the crowd reaction.
You don't want to hear that.
All right, get up on that microphone, Phil, too. You're always quiet when you're on the show.
Yes.
Phil's been on my podcast a bunch of times. I always have to crank his microphone all the way up. So Andy and Phil, you guys, Andy's been doing music around town for a long time. Phil has had a band that recently broke up on my show.
not my fault. Called the Marco Polo Collective. They've got actually, you guys are doing a reunion show already. They broke up for like a week, doing a reunion show on November 3rd at Black Label Brewery, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, see?
You guys pulled a share on that one. She's like, yeah, this is my third farewell tour.
Yeah.
She kept
like the Eagles, when Hell Freezes Over, and then like 2 weeks later, like, oh, we're going to do it again. We're coming back.
Yeah.
Is that mic on?
There we go.
There you go. There you go. It's not like he's a musician. He does this every day. So, Andy, you've been doing music in town around for how long?
16 years, half of my
16 years. How old are you? You're like 15, though, right? What are you, 30?
That's why I keep the beard. Otherwise, yeah. People would be like, so did you do the social studies homework? Can I borrow that from you? And I'd be like, no. So I'm 32, but I look much younger.
I just met you the other day, and all your pictures, you have super long hair. I didn't even recognize you.
I'm terrible at updating my website and stuff. It's like, I could do that, or... You know.
Get stoned to do music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that seems like that happens.
Exactly. It's a great state.
Sounds like
I love Washington.
So how long have you guys been doing music together?
Like 4 years on and off.
Four years?
Something like that, yeah. We met at this coffee place that's not around anymore.
You got turned off in 4 years.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay. A coffee place that's not around anymore?
Yeah, there was a place called Lux on First Avenue, and they had live music every night, and I got to meet a lot of cool people there. And so he was playing with Caleb, as you'd mentioned, and then, everybody there just started learning each other's songs, and we would just play all the time.
Start jamming. Now, you play around town a lot, though. You're a pretty local staple around the area.
I guess so. I don't know. I have a horrible gauge on what my success is.
Have you made any money?
Actually, oh my gosh. Oh, my wallet's in my backpack, of course. Yeah. I have a check from BMI for $48 last quarter.
Hey, mail. Yeah, give it up for that.
It's pretty good. But my main gig...
That's what we call mailbox money. That's when you know you've made it.
It comes to me. It's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah. But my main gig now is working at the library where I teach free music lessons.
So you're not making any money is what you're telling me. That's
I'm not making any money from the music as much as I'd like, but I work in music. That's all I do is audio. And
because you run the audio at the library, the shows they do there too, right?
Yeah, I actually run audio for another late night talk show here in town, which is called Lilac City Live, which we do on the Thursdays.
Don't clap at that.
Right, I know. No, this is merely for the
Just
Wikipedia
kidding.
Page. But it's a fun show, and it's really cool to see what's going on around town, because I never thought that there'd be a talk show, let alone two talk shows.
Right.
In town.
I mean, there's really one, but the other one, I guess, it's a library, okay?
Well, we just won a national award, so that was...
At a library. The library is just like where homeless people sleep. It's that windowless place where they hide all the books.
We do have books.
You do
we
have
still
books.
Have
okay.
books. Yes.
So what you teach music. Do you play multiple instruments then?
Yeah, I started on drums at first, and then it was kind of limiting. So I realized I wanted to try writing, and so I switched over to guitar. So I play drums, play guitar, I sing. Singing is my main instrument now.
Yeah.
And I play, I can find my way around the piano. I'm not a good performer on it, but I can teach music theory and get people started on the bass or ukulele, stuff like that.
Nice.
No woodwinds. I don't have any embouchure.
Yeah. And Phil, how long have you been playing with Andy?
4 years.
4 years, you said.
Is your mic on?
Phil's a drummer. Yeah. By the way, amazing drummer. He's going to show you his skills here shortly. Now, your main band, the Marco Polo Collective, is the one you guys that broke up and is getting back together.
Yes.
This is fun to watch from this angle. I don't know what you're getting, but I like this.
This is why I don't talk. Is it off again? No, we're good.
Just hold it with your hand.
There you go.
What was the question?
Tell everyone about the show on November 3rd at Black Label, and who you with Caleb.
Yeah, so we're playing at Black Label November 3rd. 7 o'clock.
Isn't it a charity event? You guys just playing?
Yeah, he's coming to town. We're like, let's play some music.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Caleb plays guitar. Go see it. It's a good show.
Actually,
I'll help you out here, Phil.
Thank you.
Caleb and Phil make beautiful music.
Yes,
Caleb's
they do.
An awesome songwriter. His lyrics are, I think, you know, it's stuff that's worth saying, and it actually can be quite moving. And Phil provides really tasty background. I'm not really easily impressed, but I saw these cats and play, because apparently I say cats. I call people cats because
cool.
I'm a jazz
like that.
Guy
we
now.
Should hang out. I want you to refer to me as cats.
But I saw these guys play, and they really impressed me. And then they turned out to be really good dudes that I wanted to spend time with. So it's cool. Yeah. So now Caleb's gone, and I'm his new snuggle buddy.
I feel like I've never heard anyone refer to people as cats that wasn't wearing a fedora, though.
Yeah.
Like that's.
It fell off on the way over.
Yeah, okay. That explains a lot.
Yeah.
So musical stylings, what kind of music style do you guys do together?
A lot of times, Phil won't know what we're going to play, and I'll say, all right, ready? One, two, and I just count it off, and he has to go along with it. It's fun. It's really fun.
Even with, like, Caleb, like, we've been playing for 7 years together, and every time it's like, what song is this? And he's like, you should know. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just start playing, and I'll go along with it.
There you go.
That's why it keeps things alive, but, you know, it's always high energy. It's always very melodic. I try to write lyrics that are important to me, and hopefully other people connect, and sometimes they do. Actually, these shoes, some fans bought me these shoes. They liked my music so much, and when I was making their custom-made Converse, they're suede, and they have, here, let me show you.
That's pretty nice.
They have my name, my last name embroidered on the back. They got these for me and surprised me at a show. Crazy. It's like the coolest gift I ever got.
Yeah, you can clap at that. That's nice, right?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like they just got me some shoes.
There you go. Well, you see, you're not getting paid, but you're getting shoes at least. People just bring you clothing and food, like canned goods and stuff. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Occasional underwear up on stage.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't need to wear under. It's fine.
It's
2018, man. Live a little.
I'm trying to.
All right, you guys want to hear a song from these guys?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to play a song. Folger, they are on 1 and 3, or I'm sorry. 1 and 3, by the way. 1 and 3. So let's see. You guys ready to go?
Yeah, I'm going to get my guitar out.
Yeah, let's get you going. Folger, you want to go dark for just a second? Let him set up. Thanks.
Check one. Check.
It'll work. I've never been fast. I just sort of take my time. But your time's valuable, so here we go.
Get that light up.
We can play in the dark. We have to earn the light. You turn the light on when you do a good job, boy. All right. Hey, this song I always dedicate to this little girl named Jocelyn, who used to go to school at Central Valley, and then her parents got deported. She's an American citizen, and her parents got deported. And then she stopped coming to school. So I wrote this song. I think we can do better. I don't appreciate the casual cruelty going around right now. This song's called The Only One. We'll do it this way.
degree in audio engineering. This will have to do, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for hanging with me. And Philip, ready? There we go. It's called The Only One.
They let the genie out of the bottle yesterday. They opened up full throttle and came out of the fray. And there's an optimist in me who's ready for the cynic to be dead in the grave. Oh, and if it ain't your car, still gonna need you, cause it might be you one day. I wanna be there, I wanna be there. I wanna be there when they come for you. I wanna be there when they catch up to you. I wanna be the only one. When they call your name and they stop you from the run. Kind of semi-demagogue, getting high on lust. I keep the peace with you long as you can keep the trust. But ain't a good god damn to give if now the only interest that you serve is your own. Oh, I put a bright white flag up and still came home to a note upon my door. I wanna be there, yeah, I wanna be there. I wanna be there when they call your name and then they come home for you. I wanna be there when they catch up to you. I wanna be the only one. When they call your name and they stop you from the run. I wanna be there, yeah, I wanna be there. Wanna be there when they call your name and then they come for you. I wanna be there when they catch up to you. I wanna be the only one. When they call your name and they stop you from the run, come for you. I wanna be there when they catch up to you. I wanna be the only one. When they call your name and they stop you from the run.
Appreciate it.
Keep it going for Andy and Phil, everyone. Keep it going for them. You can leave your stuff there. That's fine.
Oh, my God.
Seamless transitions, guys. Seamless. It's a small stage we're working with. A lot of thank you, guys. Thanks for coming out. Give them a round of applause again, guys. Follow Andy Rumsey on Facebook. He doesn't update it much, he said. But and follow Phil at Marco Polo Collective. Him and Caleb are doing a show November 3rd. They're amazing. I met them doing Actually, they did a charity event for me years ago. We did a comedy charity event, and they were nice enough to do it, and they're amazing musicians, guys. All right. We've come to the end of our show, guys. But before we go, we have one last segment we always do, and that is our In Memoriam. And this month's in memoriam is Bill Cosby. What do you say about Bill Cosby? It was a fun ride. He was recently convicted of sexually assaulting Andrea Konstad at his home 14 years ago, which is crazy to keep in mind because only 14 years ago, we were still remembering him for putting pops in Kodak film 14 years ago. He was yelling at people, young men, to pull their pants up while simultaneously trying to get women to take theirs off. A lot of things happened. That happened in 2004. A lot of things happened in 2004 that we may not remember. America lost their mind when they thought maybe they saw Janet Jackson's boob on TV. Now, 14 years later, they're watching virtual reality porn on their cell phone in their work bathroom. Bush was reelected because if one war is good, two wars must be great. The TV show Friends was canceled, leaving countless women to women and their gay best friend to have to figure out what else they actually had in common. And Facebook launched, leaving Tom from MySpace spiraling into depression, leaving him no choice but to turn to cross-dressing prostitution. That's a fact. Look it up. Not really. I just made that up. The craziest part about all of it is that since then, Cosby, it's been revealed that he sexually assaulted over 60 women in the span of 30 years. That means approximately one every 6 months, two a year. It's like every time Chipotle gave someone E. coli, that was his bat signal to roofie a woman. But it is good that we're finally getting some justice, but keep in mind it is some. There's still 60 women who he got away with it with. I don't really have a closing joke for that, but with Bill Cosby going to jail, everyone feel free to insert your own Jell-O pudding pop joke here. Hopefully his fellow inmates will be. Thank you very much, guys, for coming out Social or After Dark. After the show, go see Sydney. She'll be taking names and email addresses. If you want tickets to the next show, it's November 4th. We can sign you up. Just let us know how many you want, and we will get you free tickets to that. And again, go see Jeff Dye tomorrow night, guys, okay? Thank you very much for coming out to Spokane Comedy Club. Have a good evening.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production
and part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!